Radio Iowa, I'm O.K. Henderson, reporting from the Republican National Convention in New York City. The Republican delegates leaving this convention city today will be some of the architects of their party's get-out-the-vote effort. Reverend Morris Hurd of Marengo says he is ready to burn some shoe leather.
People are turning ads off. We can raise millions of dollars for ads, and people aren't listening to them. So if we want to win elections, we have to learn to go door to door.
Bernie Hayes of Cedar Rapids says first he needs to catch up on some sleep, then he'll go out and employ the new ideas he picked up in New York City.
I attended a African Americans for Bush seminar. Lynn Swan, J.C. Watts, they're saying, hey, let's mobilize, you know, the black vote. Let's get them out there and let them see the light.
Chuck Laudner of Rockford works on Congressman Steve King's staff, and they've been looking for voters who split their ticket, casting votes for Republicans and Democrats rather than voting straight party line.
We're using the most popular Republican of their choice and trying to convince them to vote straight ticket.
Across the state in more heavily populated eastern Iowa, John Ortega of Davenport says the GOP is stepping up its get-out-the-vote effort.
We're going to open a new office down in Scott County at the Old American Water Company. It's one of our biggest offices we've ever had. It's two stories. It's quite large.
Former Governor Terry Branstad's oldest son, Eric, is working in that Scott County office. Dave Roeder, a former Branstad aide who is the Bush-Cheney campaign chair in Iowa, says the Republican get-out-the-vote effort differs from the Democrats.
It appears that the Democrat approach has been to try to get as many people to vote absentee as possible. What we've been trying to do on the Republican side is we've been trying to identify those people who don't necessarily vote every election. Mm-hmm. So we've kind of been targeting ours a little more.
Radio Iowa, I'm O.K. Henderson, reporting from New York City.